On the line is my next guest. He's Daniel Bloch. He's Executive Director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies, and we are going to be talking about the Cape Union Mart case, a lot happening. Daniel Bloch, good afternoon, and thanks so much for being with us here on Chai FM.
And good afternoon to you, and thanks for having me, and hello to all your viewers as I drive home.
As you drive home from the court, because that's where you've been all day, so you're perfectly placed to talk to us about the whole issue. Daniel, I was just thinking, though, we perhaps haven't done this justice, this issue. I'm not sure that we here on the home run have dealt with it to the extent that perhaps we should have, given the public interest. Yeah. And maybe instead of just talking about the update today, I'd love you to just jump a step or two back and just talk to me about, and very briefly, the case in general, why it's a watershed case, what's being tried in the courts right now.
Okay, so disclaimer, I'm not a lawyer, but I've got all the information I need. So for the last almost 3 years, probably since about October 2023, the Palestine Solidarity Campaign and various other anti-Israel people have been protesting outside Cape Union Mart stores, predominantly the Waterfront store and some stores in Joburg and Cape Town, accusing Cape Union Mart and its owner, Philip Krawitz, of funding a genocide, of funding the IDF and this government of Israel, and holding posters accusing both of being baby killers, rapists, murderers. There's been swastikas on some of the signs. It's false information. It's lies. So it's got to the stage now where Cape Union Mart's taken out an interdict or seeking an interdict around defamation to put an end to the lies. And I want to be clear here, it's not about stopping the protest, because according to our constitution, everyone has the right to protest. But it's got to be free from the lies, the misinformation, the incitement to violence, etc. And that's what we've spent the last 3 days in court hearing from both sides as to why the facts presented by PSC are lies, and there's no evidence to support their claims of funding genocide, and why it's defamatory, and why they should be, the wording should be stopped. As I said, not the actual protest, but they can scream free Palestine, but they can't be accusing of funding genocide, and they certainly can't be accusing anyone of being baby killers and rapists. It's an impact on dignity, and that's what the court has been, the case has been focusing on for the last 3 days.
Wow, you have your challenge cut out for you, because I would imagine in the context of a South Africa having come from the history that we do, they are going to look very, 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 very dimly on any kind of attempt to limit a freedom of speech, no matter how vile that speech may be. So the counter to that is the defamatory aspect. That's what you're telling me here this afternoon.
Exactly. And I think as the judge, Judge Clutty, the main judge, said, put it out, excuse me, is that, you know, when looking at a case like this with defamation, you can't just rely on the Constitution to guide you. And you've got to look at the Constitution. There's the Bill of Rights and there's other legal precedent. And for example, if I'm quoting this correctly, with the Bill of Rights, it talks about preserving human dignity. And I think we can all agree that if someone's called a child killer, that's very much attacking the person's reputation, their dignity. No one wants to be called a murderer, let alone a child killer. And that's what, you know, a lot of tough questions were asked throughout the 3 days by the judges. The Cape Union Mart legal team, I think, was very professional. They answered the questions quite expertly. They knew their information. And they had the evidence to counter all the misinformation that the PSC are claiming. I mean, their legal team was basically saying, I think the amicus, which is supposed to be a friend of the court, and provide the judges with added information to help them in their decision. They actually were saying, well, you don't have to have the truth. You could work with hyperboles. You know, my layman understanding.
Okay.
You know, and fortunately, I don't think the judges bought that, because they gave them a hard time because they were running around in circles. You know what? I can tell you now, from 3 days, if you're a lawyer, 99% was all about this sub clause and this section in the Constitution, Papuda, and all the legal jargon. Mm-hmm. But for us laymen, we were lucky to have someone giving us a bit of a context throughout the 3 days, just to give some sense to what was taking place.
So in terms of the update as of today, was it close of arguments? Do we now wait for verdict? Where are we in the issue?
Yeah. So it's been the 3 days. The case is now heard in court, and we've got to wait for judgment to come through. I don't know how long that will take. How long is a piece of string, effectively. And once the judgment comes through, then we'll be able to see what the verdict is and what the next steps will be in terms of from both sides.
So the drama wasn't confined to the courtroom today. Just before I came on air, Howard Feldman sent me a press release from the SAJBD talking about the Palestine Solidarity representatives, Yusuf Chikta, making completely false and inflammatory accusations outside the Western Cape High Court. And it seems to me from, I've just been able to scan the article, you were very much involved in this issue. Maybe you want to tell us what happened.
Yes, thanks. So that actually speaks to the heart of the Cape Union Mart case, that the PSC, they build all of their cases and all of their protests around lies and misinformation. You know, they post a two-minute video, but they conveniently leave out the first 15 seconds of what happened in the incident and the last 15 seconds. So what happened was I came to court yesterday, probably around about 11 a.m. I just arrived at the court to be told there was an incident. I won't get into the incident, but apparently between the protesters and someone fell and et cetera. And Yusuf Chikta says he has a serious announcement to make. So I thought, well, I'm going to film this because every time he opens his mouth, there's something to say. Mm-hmm. And he immediately just says, a journalist was attacked by the South African Jewish Border deputies. And I'm like, well, this isn't our counter-protest. It's nothing to do with us. I've just arrived, so I don't know who he's referring to. I walked down to the middle where the protest was, and I spoke to SAPS to try and say, this guy's telling a lie. He then saw me and said, Daniel Bloch, how could you allow this to happen? I mean, you can see the video. It's all there. And I said to him straight, I said, it's defamation. I said, you're accusing the board, and it's not even our protest. We have nothing to do with this. We're sitting inside the court. He quickly went quiet, but they've tried to make a mountain out of this now, a mountain out of a molehill. Not that it is actually a mountain out of a molehill, but they've tried to use it to say, well, the board's not doing this and not doing that. But the fact is, again, you know, he supposedly witnessed the whole incident. And who was the first person he blamed for an assault on a journalist? It was the Jewish community and the Jewish board. It just speaks to who the man is and the organization. And the first thing that came to mind was Jewish Border Deputies. Didn't even notice anything. And I mean, we've seen what's happened. And at the end of the day, you don't want to see any kind of aggressive behavior at these protests. But, you know, when they say that they're peaceful protesting, you know, when they're walking right up to the red tape of where the other side is and they're saying death to Zionists, death to Israel, they're calling for death of a human being. It's I'd hardly call that a peaceful protest.
Yeah, Daniel, I've had my experience of that. I've had my own personal experience of that at the waterfront where I just lost it. I thought it's not for anybody else to tell me where I can and can't be. I'm a citizen born here. Who are they to tell me where I need to be and not to be? It's unacceptable to me on every single level. I'm just wondering, because I think this is so unbelievably important from a precedent perspective. I think it's really going to be important for us as a Jewish community going forward. Are you kind of confident as confident as you can be in what the judgment may or may not be?
Well, I'd like to think that they just look at the facts of the case, which is you can't make up lies. I mean, otherwise, I could, you know, you could go stand outside your competitor and say the CEO is a racist murderer, blah, 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 without information. And if you're allowed to do that, well, then it's open season on anyone that you don't like, really. So then to stick within the facts, and I do think it's going to impact the way that these groups protest, because they're relying the aggressive calls of murder and rape, etc. It sounds very boring and lackluster if they're just going free Palestine, because no one's really listening to that. So, you know, we're quietly positive. We hope that, you know, the judgment will come through in favor of Cape Union Mart. And of course, as you rightfully say, it does set a precedent, because what you're seeing now is it's not just Cape Union Mart. The Cape SAJBD, we've got another five active cases in the Equality Court of Hate Speech, for example. We are exploring defamation against Yusuf Chikta now, as you've seen in our statement.
Yes.
And there are various individuals in our community that are suing the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign, the Jews for Free Palestine, and other individual protesters, not for the protest and their criticism of Israel. It's for their defamation, their hate speech, their incitement to violence. And that's what we need to put a stop to. Not to stop to the protest, just to stop to the aggressive
loud and clear
nature.
Hear you loud and clear.
So that's where we are.
Daniel Bloch, we got to leave it there. Thank you for bringing us up to date with developments today. Going to be watching this with great, great, great interest.